Good afternoon. A pleasant day in progress for January across interior New York and New England, as we have a decent amount of sunshine with high pressure building in behind the storm system that brought a variety of weather, strong gusty winds, and some black ice to the region this morning. Now we will enjoy this sunshine through the afternoon, and temperatures will respond nicely, reaching into the middle and upper 40s on average. Another disturbance will ride up the Mississippi and Tennessee Valley and into the Great Lakes tonight and into the day tomorrow. Clouds will come back in tonight with rain showers as temperatures drop back into the middle and upper 30s. And tomorrow, with a south wind kicking in again, rain showers will be accompanied by even milder air with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Behind this system, colder air will start to build back in on Friday. We'll have a return to sunshine and a gusty northwest wind, keeping it in the middle and upper 30s. The coldest air of the weekend will arrive on Saturday, with highs staying in the upper 20s to go along with partly cloudy skies. Then, with dry weather on Sunday and Monday, we'll bounce back into the lower and middle 30s. On Tuesday of next week, another warming trend as highs push back into the lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of Pacific storms will continue to impact the western United States with heavy rain and snow through the next couple of days. One storm will move across the Great Basin toward the Rockies today, bringing widespread snow to much of the interior west. Snow will persist across the central Rockies into tomorrow as the storm weakens. Winter storm watches, though, are in effect for the central and northern Rockies. Blizzard warnings remain in effect for the Sierras above 7,000 feet, where snow totals will reach 7 to 10 feet through tomorrow, with wind gusts reaching 60 miles per hour, and over the Sierra Ridge, wind gusts could reach 100 miles per hour. A second Pacific low pressure system will affect California by later today, spreading another round of rain and mountain snow onshore. The potential for heavy rain and snow across the west will persist as these two systems traverse the region. Flooding is occurring or expected to occur on several rivers lasting through the end of the week with the heavy rain. Flood warnings are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Lewiston, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-40s, Boston increasing sun in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 57, set in 1975. And the record low, 25 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:42 p.m. 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with diminishing wind today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with diminishing wind today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with rain showers tonight, also some fog with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with diminishing wind, highs will be in the middle to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog in the middle to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with diminishing wind today with highs around 50. Mostly clear, then clouds tonight with showers moving back in, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with diminishing wind today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with showers moving back in tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, mild rain showers right around 50. Mostly sunny but windy and turning colder Friday, upper 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy, upper 20s on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s Sunday. And back into the upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds for Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. And staying dry with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.